something I want to mention tonight. It's found in Isaiah 63, verse 7. We didn't have a lot of time last night. Well, we took a lot of time in that meeting, but we didn't have a lot of time for this particular thought. The whole meeting was about it, but I mean, it's just cursory mention that was made of this particular verse. This is what I would like to mention tonight. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord. Hallelujah. I will tell of the kindness of the Lord. The kindnesses. I like that. Plural. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us. And the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them, according to his mercies, and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. One more time. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord. Isn't that something? That's what we should be mentioning. We should be mentioning the praises of the Lord. One brother here was reminding me of what I told him last year, that the best thing that we can do with our lips is to praise the Lord, to tell forth his praises. The first and the best thing that we can do. Oh, there are other things that we can do. We can speak other words. We can smile broadly. There are nice things that we can do, but the best thing that we can do. David prayed, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall tell forth your praise. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. This is in the context, as we had last night, of the marvelous redemption that our Redeemer has wrought for us, his people, and how he loved us, and how he gave himself for us, how good he is. He became our Savior. He was afflicted, it says, in all their affliction. He was afflicted. He bore them. He redeemed them. He carried them. He loved them. He pitied them. And we've experienced that. We've experienced that. And we ought to be mentioning the loving kindnesses of the Lord. That was in Isaiah 63. And I suppose that you who were here yesterday noticed that loving kindness was mentioned in the psalm that we had in the morning meeting also. There's a word that was mentioned in both meetings, in both texts, as Brother John preached to us from Psalm 63, about seeking the Lord, earnestly desiring him, finding in him our heart's delight. It says there in Psalm 63, verse 3, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. And that's not just during the day, and that's not just in meeting. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. Following him, cleaving to him. That's what it says in the NIV. My soul clings to you. Your right hand uphold me. We're following the Lord. We shouldn't let there be needless space between us and Him. We cling to Him. We follow after Him. We find that He is our heart's desire and longing. Our souls thirst for Him. We long for Him. We desire Him, and then He's the satisfaction and the delight of our hearts and lives. And as Brother John told us yesterday, He is also our defense, our desire and our delight and our defense. But here I noticed Thy loving kindness in both of these chapters. Psalm 63, Isaiah 63. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord. And here Thy loving kindness is better than life. And because of that, my lips will praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee. That means in this manner, I will bless You. I will lift up my hands in Your name. Ever lifted up your hands to the Lord and just yielded yourself to Him, given Him yourself by lifting up your hands? I guess that's an act of devotion, an act of surrender, a sign of victory. You could look at it in so many ways. You could look at it as raising your antennas toward heaven, touching the Lord so that He can meet you. There's something about it, lifting up your hands in His name. Psalm 140. Can you help me with this one? I think 141. No, yes, it is 141. Tonight's prayer meeting, Monday night. Lord, I cry unto Thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto Thee. Let my prayer be set before Thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Father, Lord, let me find my all in You. Let me come to receive and partake of You. Let me offer myself to You. Pour out my heart before You. Turn my eyes upon You. Fix my heart upon You, Lord. And let my prayer come before You as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. It seems that there are those two sides. If we don't yield our lips to the Lord, if we don't mention His loving kindnesses, if our mouths are not filled with His praises all the day long, other things are going to occupy our thoughts, fill our hearts, and unfortunately come over our lips. Perhaps, like Isaiah, you could say, I dwell among a people of unclean lips. And Lord, mine aren't what they should be either. Touch my lips so that I can speak for You. Take that burning coal from off the altar. Well, He didn't ask for that, but that's what happened. His lips were purged. Oh, I need to be cleansed. And then the coal was applied. I don't suppose that felt comfortable, but the work was done. In one of the early Psalms, it says, there are people who say, our lips are our own. That makes sense, doesn't it? They don't belong to anybody else. They're kind of attached to our faces. But you know what that means? No one can tell me what to say. I'll say whatever I please. And the psalmist says that's an awful thing. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Who is Lord over us? Lord God, You are Lord. You are Lord. Come into my heart. Cleanse my heart. Fill my thoughts with thoughts of Your goodness and Your mercy. Fill my heart with thoughts of Your goodness and Your mercy, Your loving kindness, and let that overflow. Let that abundance of my heart come over my lips, and let my mouth be filled with Your praises all the day long. Let my prayer be set before thee as incense in the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name, and my soul shall be satisfied, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. So thank you, brother, for reminding me of that today. That was good. Always a challenge and a blessing to be reminded to praise the Lord and to think about his loving kindness. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. 67. Awake my soul to joyful lays. Those are melodies. That's an old word for a song. Sing thy great Redeemer's praise. Loving kindness. This is a favorite song of my mother, so I'm enthused about singing it. So come along with me, all right?
Awake my soul to joyful
of your grace. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.